This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Well, if you live in West Monroe, you might want to shower up this morning and do so quickly. The city of West Monroe will be cutting off water at 8 a.m. in parts of the city so a new tie-in can be made into a new water main in two locations. The planned outage could be 4 to 6 hours long. The area looks to be bounded by Otis Street, North 7th Street, Herman Street, Shortley Street, Class Street. That affected area will be notified once the water is ready to be turned back on. That will begin this morning at 8 a.m. The United States Supreme Court will allow a lawsuit to go forward against a Black Lives Matter activist who led a Baton Rouge protest at which a police officer was injured. Free speech and civil rights groups warn the suit threatens the right to protest. The justices rejected an appeal from DeRay McKesson in a case that stems from a 2016 protest over the fatal shooting of Alton Sterling. The Times-Picayune reports that the justices rejected McKesson's appeal. Judge Sonia Sotomayor wrote that the lower courts should not read too much into the ruling. The House Commerce Committee has approved legislation. It would repeal the requirement that florists be licensed. Colleen Crane has the story.
The State Horticulture Commission requires that florists pass a written exam before they can start earning a living arranging flowers. That is clearly unnecessary.
Betsy Sands with the Institute for Justice spoke in favor of the legislation. Louisiana is the only state to require a florist to be licensed. Chalmette Representative Michael Bayham says a license is unnecessary. He says customers will tell you if a florist is qualified.
You can go on the internet and read various reviews for florists around the state of Louisiana.
Bayham's bill heads to the House floor for more discussion. I'm Colleen Crane.
Legislation to hold a Louisiana Constitutional Convention will be heard in House Government Affairs today. Bill sponsor New Iberia Representative Bo Boline says Governor Jeff Landry's transition team will describe what the convention will entail.
What items will stay in the Constitution and what items will be placed into statute. We're going to get a good picture in committee on exactly what the transition team is looking for and what they envision for the future of Louisiana.
The last time that the Constitution was revised was 1974, and for this convention, Boline says there won't be any huge changes. He says the plan is to move items from the Constitution and put them into statute. That would give the legislature more flexibility.
Next year, for instance, when we have a fiscal shortfall, we can have all the tools necessary to be able to effectively smooth out any kind of shortfall from a financial standpoint and not have to raise taxes.
Currently, when there's a shortfall, it falls onto the backs of health care and higher education. The convention hopes to change that. The convention is scheduled to begin May 20th, and the regular legislative session ends on June 3rd. It could be either early or it could coincide with the regular session.